And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of March, 2025. The publication of Farm Sanctuary by Gene Bauer was on this day in 2008. In 1986, after rescuing a live sheep from a pile of dead animals in a stockyard, the author founded Farm Sanctuary, an organization that rescues discarded living animals from stockyards, slaughterhouses, and factory farms, provides shelters for them, and advocates for humane animal treatment. In this impassioned book, Bauer paints an appealing picture of these shelters and the animals that live there, far from the brutality of industrial farming, which he describes in detail. Some of this inhumane treatment is not news, chickens packed into tiny cages, but accounts of living animals discarded like garbage because they are ill or weak may surprise the reader. Bauer's nonprofit promotes legal remedies to stop the inhumane conditions chronicled. He believes that the best way to demonstrate concern for farmed animals is to adopt a vegan lifestyle, but doesn't proselytize. Rather, he makes a strong case that meat eaters have an ethical responsibility to ensure that the animals they eat have not been abused. His well-argued book includes helpful lists of resources and organizations that deal with factory farming, animal welfare rights, humane food production, and the environment. Gene Bauer is the president and co-founder of the nation's leading farm animal protection organization, Farm Sanctuary, which advocates the fair treatment of farmed animals, a return to the roots of agriculture, and the end of animal suffering for our consumption. Since 1986, his organization has not only helped to enact groundbreaking laws and policies to help prevent sick and diseased animals from ending up on our menus, but has also rescued sick, abandoned, and abused animals from farms, stockyards, and slaughterhouses across the country. Bauer and his colleagues provide on farms in New York and California a safe home and a healthful life for animals who are in desperate need of rescue. Please visit Farm Sanctuary's website at farmsanctuary.org. And today, the Harvard Law School Animal Law and Policy Program presents At the Brink, Pioneering Solutions to Protect Endangered Wildlife. At the Brink brings together two leading wildlife attorneys, Erica Fuller and Ramona McGee, to share their experience using creative lawyering to protect some of the most endangered species, including the North Atlantic right whale and the red wolf. Join them for a discussion on the important role we can play to ensure the continued existence of our nation's wildlife. This event will be on Zoom beginning at 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To register, find the link in today's show notes. And here's a poem for today, Dear March, Come In by Emily Dickinson. Dear March, come in, how glad I am. I hoped for you before. Put down your hat. You must have walked. How out of breath you are. Dear March, how are you and the rest? Did you leave nature well? Oh, March, come right upstairs with me. I have so much to tell. I got your letter, and the birds, the maples, never knew that you were coming, I declare. How red their faces grew. But March, forgive me, and all those hills you left for me to hew, there was no purple suitable. You took it all with you. Who knocks? That April? Lock the door. I will not be pursued. He stayed away a year to call when I am occupied. But trifles look so trivial as soon as you have come. That blame is just as dear as praise, and praise as mere as blame. Dear March, Come In by Emily Dickinson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that March comes in like a lion, but goes out like a lamb.